Moscow votes tomorrow for members of a new city council, an election that might have passed without much notice. But after a number of opposition candidates were disqualified from participating in local elections, thousands of Muscovites have come out nearly every weekend for months to protest. They've had to contend with beatings, arrests, and intimidation, and opposition candidates will not be on the ballot. I caught up with Nadine, a 33-year-old architect from Moscow who has been in those protests, and we're not going to use her full name to protect her identity. Nadine, thanks so much for being with us.
Not at all. Okay.
Last time we were able to speak with you here at NPR, you'd come back from one of those protests, and let's get you then to describe the scene. What happened when we have a clip of that interview when police officer tried to disperse you?
They just come by groups of five or six people and grab any person. Usually it's men. Sometimes it's women or old women. Of course, when you're standing in front of hundreds of policemen, they have helmets, they have riot gear, and you are just in a t-shirt. And of course, you're awfully afraid. You're afraid that you will be taken for nothing.
Well, you still joined the protest, though. Why?
The candidates, they still couldn't get to the elections, and a lot of people have been contained since that protest. Some are being put in prison now. Some of them are being held. The situation is still the same, unfortunately.
Are you going to continue the protest?
Well, if they're going to be held, I suppose maybe, yes, but actually it was meant for these concrete elections. Of course, it was not the only subject that was brought up. Also, the power being held by one party for like 19 years, yes. So, of course, when election ends, it doesn't mean that the problem goes away. So, of course, it did come to notice to all the Moscowites, at least, and a lot of people in Russia actually also protested in other cities. They were saying, thank you, Moscovites, for putting our word there, out there, for making it noticeable, at least. That's the least we can do. I mean, the citizens, just the citizens.
Yeah. Do you have any concern that by going to protests that police have your picture, that you can be identified, that, I mean, we're using another name, not your name with you, but...
Of course, I can't swear on the radio, yes, but... Yeah, hell yeah. I'm very afraid of that. Well, not very, but I had this glimpse of myself at some Facebook. On Facebook, they tag you when Facebook thinks that it's your face. And I saw myself on some of the other photographers' pictures, and I was like, I shouldn't be there, but then, well, okay, I've made photos myself. Everybody made photos, and that's what we came there for. So, yeah, it's scary, of course, a little bit.
Do you think change is possible?
Well, everybody talks about it like it's like here behind this door. Maybe it's not so soon, but hopefully it comes eventually, because it has to stop. People are fed up with what's going on. Like every day, some stupid laws. I cannot give you an example right now, but all the rates, prices, inflation, well, everything. You go wherever, in any field, it becomes worse and worse. Education and medicine. So hopefully people will oppose more and more, so that hopefully someday police goes to our side. But I've heard that the fundings for the police department, it increased, is more than for the economy. It shows something that they're afraid, and the last thing they rely on are military.
Nadine, speaking with us from Moscow, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, for having me.